Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. As a very special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women driving the 18-wheelers, and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And let's not forget our Amazon drivers in the warehouse as well, people working in the warehouse, plus the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All Captain's America's. How you find us over there, Captain's America. And the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see the different things we have to offer. All right, well, Denise isn't with us, and so I'm going to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I've got... I knew it. I got people chiming in here, so we'll get to them in a minute. I want to look at something here. Right now, in terms of the voting, we have the Republicans and the Democrats each have 49 senators with two to go. 49 senators. Now, in the House of Representatives, the Republicans have 211, the Democrats 201. There is a total of 435 over there, representatives. So they got 23 more to go. And I feel very confident that even though it's taking a while, that the Republicans will be in charge of the House of Representatives and we'll have a new Speaker of the House, not Nancy Pelosi. Will it be Kevin McCarthy? More than likely. Could it be somebody else? Well, sure. Could Jim Jordan become the whip? Yep. Could the majority leader be someone like Steve Scalise? Definitely. Definitely. Now, there's a winning team for you. There's a winning team for you right there. So think about that. And, of course, when it comes to our governors, the Republicans have two more governors than the Democrats do. So what needs to be done now to figure out to get a president, or I'm sorry, to get a senator and to get the rest of your Congress delegation, is Republicans need to figure out the mail-in balloting and voting that comes from the states, because that seems to be the problem. out there in the West. That seems to be the problem. They can't seem to get the number right because things change, things switch, things do whatever they do. Now, we'll see what happens here as the day progresses and the weekend moves on, because it's entirely possible that we could be in the middle of next week and still be trying to figure out who these senators are going to be, let alone who the congressmen are going to be, and women. It's entirely possible. They really have got a screwed up system compared to my state, Florida, Texas, even Georgia for that matter. I mean, Georgia knew right away that they had to have a runoff. They knew it that day. They knew who most of their winners were that day, the election day. And they had just a few that they had to go into the next day, not that many. So the system works when you've got a system that's workable. But when you've got these ballots that, and it's my understanding in Arizona and Nevada too for that matter, that the ballots don't come right straight to the supervisor of elections office like they do everywhere else. And I don't know about everywhere else, but again, going back to Florida, going back to Georgia, going back to Texas, they come right straight to the supervisor of elections office. These other states, they don't seem to, from what I keep hearing. Which, every time you put another hand in the mix, you're making it longer. You're making the procedure longer, and you're getting you're giving more opportunity for things to take place that maybe shouldn't be taking place, if you know what I mean. Okay, let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nelson from
Jasper. Oh, it's Nelson. What's up, Nelson?
Well, I thought I'd ask you, Captain, specific questions as to who may have won congressional seats. For instance, I came from northern Maine, and I'd like to know, did the Democrat win re-election for the second congressional seat? Now, that would be... I can't think of his
name. Hold on. I'm going to break. Hold on. I'll hold you over here. Hold on. Okay. Well, we got to go to break. So I'll be back and we'll answer Nelson's question for him here. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And by the way, Geico has been saving people money for over 85 years, including me, your humble talk radio host. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your Geico office or your agent or the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you may be driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get that all on the same policy. But here's where you save money, big-time money. When you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through Geico, put that on your auto policy, and you will save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Nelson, and good morning, Nelson, and thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for being with us most every night of the week. I was interested. My background includes being from Northern Maine, and I was interested in who won the second congressional seat for the state of Maine.
Golden with 49.2% over Polguin with 43.9%. It doesn't say what party they are.
Well, Golden is the Democrat, and Paul Quinn actually was a congressman two terms ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden was able to win last time. and I was wondering if they'd switch.
And you asked me about something in New Hampshire, and there's nothing showing as far as being in contention right now in New Hampshire, so all those seats have been decided.
It would appear then that there has not been a pickup by the Republicans in all of New England.
One that I know of, one.
Oh, which one would that be?
Was one in, let's see, was it Massachusetts or Connecticut somewhere? It might have been Connecticut. There was one seat that they picked up in New England, one seat.
It must be Connecticut then, because they thought they could pick up one in Rhode Island, but I've been told definitely they lost it.
And you asked me something about New York. You said you heard that they picked up four seats. They actually have picked up two. There's a third one that they may get, and there's a fourth one that's in contention. So they haven't got the four seats yet, but they've got two plus one plus maybe another one.
Right, okay.
And Florida, and Florida gained four seats.
Yeah, I was interested in that because I am now living in the second congressional district, and the because of reapportionment that came about because of Governor DeSantis, the idea was that the Democrat and the Republican were both in the same congressional district, that is, the second congressional district. And earlier this week, I called up and asked, and you said, oh, the Republican won, and the Democrat lost in the second congressional district. So that was one place where they lost a Democrat. And, of course, they lost in Tampa, too.
Who did? The Democrat? Oh, you mean Florida 13?
That was
a Democratic seat with Charlie Crist, who resigned to run for governor. So technically it was a Democratic seat. They did pick that seat up, yes.
Right. And do you know where the other two was, for instance, in Florida?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. I was very impressed with what's going on in Miami-Dade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they did pick up two seats down there in Miami-Dade, by the way. Yeah, they got both of those seats.
That's where they picked up the other
Salazar seat. She got reelected, and there was two other seats down there. They got them both.
Which is why
that was the big story about the big red wave that hit Miami.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But I hadn't heard specifically about the change, if any, in the congressional. I only heard in terms of the vote.
And, of course, Marco smoked. Val Demings just smoked her, especially in Miami. They really went to bat for him.
That's fantastic. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. Well, I am kind of pleased, actually, with what happened in Florida.
You should be. We set the example for every other state. And I still, for the likes of me, don't understand why they can't get their act together out in Arizona and Nevada. With those ridiculous same-day ballots, and they have to save them, and then they bring them in, and they've already counted the ballots that are, the mail-ins and all this. I mean, it's just totally screwed up out there.
Yeah. One thing that disturbs me about Georgia, however, is this. With a Republican legislature, and they had one last time and they have one this time, majority Republican, why is it that they do not eliminate that idea of a third, that you have to carry the seat by 50% or more? And if you don't, then there has to be a rerun. They seem to do this every 2 years in Georgia.
Yeah, they
every
do. They
two
do.
2 years.
They
and,
do. Mm-hmm.
And that seems so unfair to the taxpayers of Georgia.
Yeah, because every time you go to have another election, it's another $1.5 million or $2 million.
Yeah, and everybody's put through the ringer. And somehow a legislator in Georgia has to submit a bill and get it passed.
Okay.
And I'm sure the governor would sign it.
Let me ask you a question before I let you go here. The question is about Donald Trump. Do you think he was out of line in blasting Ron DeSantis?
Yes, I do. It was unfair, and he's a great man, and he achieved a lot, but maybe his time has come and gone. Mm-hmm. if he's going to act like this.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not the adult way to act when you're running for the highest office in the land.
You know, cutting people off at the legs, that's really no good. I don't give any credence to our congresswoman from Wyoming either, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. she jumped ship, and McCoskey up there in Alaska jumping ship every time they get a chance. No, they got to cool it, and if they can't, they need to leave.
All right, well, Nelson, I appreciate the call, and I hope I was able to be helpful for you. And
very much so. Very much so.
You take care,
bye-bye.
My friend.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Nelson up there in near Lake City, up there in Jasper, in northern Florida, probably listening to us on the Valdosta station, if not, then listening to us on the affiliate up there out of Lake City, up in that area. So there you go. Now, we did have a pickup in Nevada. It was a governorship. The former sheriff there in Las Vegas, Lombardo, won his bid for election by, let's see here, 1.4% of the margin was the vote for him. So he got 1.4%. Picked that up. So very good. And things are still dragging along here. I mean, we're not getting any numbers. I'm not sure that they're counting anything right now out there at this time of the night. But the Democrats in the House have 201 seats. The Republicans have 211. That's an advantage of 10 seats, obviously. We'll see what happens next. The Senate, they're at a tie, 49-49, with two seats left to settle. And the can conceivably be another tie, 50-50, with Kamala Harris breaking the tie again, which is really not going to help us all that much. Or, if we get lucky, we could win both those seats that are left and be up 51-50, or 51-49, rather. 51-49. So we'll see what happens, and it just doesn't appear that anything is going to be decided over the weekend in terms of those the county that's going on there, because they apparently are not counting. I'm double-scrolling this again to make sure. Oh, and in the governorships, the Republicans have two more governors. Somebody asked me about that a little while ago. So there you go. Okay. I hear the music in my ear. We're coming back. And when we come back, we will have the military and veterans news segment for you. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans report for today on a weekend edition brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. A very high paying, in demand job. You will hurt for no work. You'll be able to work anywhere in the world. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you just heard the voice tell you where and how to get a hold of the National Aviation Academy. I'll repeat it before I go on to the rest of this. The phone number to call them to find out more about them is 800-659-2080. That's also the number that you will use, 800-659-2080, to schedule an appointment at one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, where I'm at. They have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. At either location, you are welcome to call them up, set up an appointment, and take a tour of their facility. Now, there's nothing to stop you from taking a tour of both of their facilities if you're serious about becoming an aviation maintenance tech, because it is a high-paying, in-demand job that you will not be sorry that you went and got trained to do, because you will never worry again about being able to find work. There is a shortage, big-time shortage, of aviation maintenance technicians around the world. You can get a job probably overseas if you wanted it. You can get a job over here, wherever. Once you get certified, you're certified. So again, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number to call to set up an appointment is 800-659-2080. That number one more time, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of those facilities. You'll be glad you did. Now, after the election wins of Tuesday, come to find out, we have a number of veterans who were elected to Congress. That's going to increase next season. Only the third time that that's happened in the past 5 decades. But we're going to be loading up the House and the Senate again with more veterans than we've had before. And to that, I say that's a great idea. That's a great, great, great idea. Now, the distinctive patch of the Army Special Forces units dates back to 1955, when Captain John W. Fry of the 77th Special Forces Group reportedly submitted a design he felt reflected the new unit's all-domain mission. And if you haven't seen a Special Forces patch, Google one. Just Google it, and you'll see it and see what we're talking about with a brand-new patch that's out there again. An Air Force B-52H Stratofortress bomber was recently damaged in a skirmish along the northern U.S. border with foes a fraction of its size, namely birds. Birds darn near took down a B-52 bomber. Unbelievable, huh? A Navy engineer and his wife, by the way, have been given a lengthy prison term for their plot to sell secrets about nuclear submarines. Not a very smart thing to have happen, especially when you get caught and you wind up going to jail for a long time, which is what's going to happen to them. And I hope everybody had a great Veterans Day yesterday. There were plenty of freebies, lots of free stuff around, food, samples, different things, clothing. There was all sorts of stuff going on yesterday if you knew where to look. So there you go. By the way, Russia is withdrawing their troops from Kherson, and the Ukrainian Special Forces kind of snuck in to take a peek, see? And they agree that they haven't been able to find any of the enemy. Doesn't mean that they haven't left behind booby traps and all that sort of stuff, because I would suspect they might. The Russians are famous for that sort of stuff. So we'll see what happens next. But Russia put their tail between their legs and got out of Dodge. We'll see what happens. Now, American veterans are racing to train Ukrainian soldiers as the war with Russia sweeps more troops into battle. Because on the last day of February, 4 days after the start of Russia's full-scale mission in Ukraine, former U.S. Army Ranger Patrick Creed walked up to the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C. and knocked on the door and said, "Here I am, I'm ready to help." By the way, it's also reported there's been 100,000 Russian military casualties in the Ukraine. This is coming from Al Jazeera. They say more than 1,000 Russian military personnel are killed or wounded in the Ukraine, with Kiev's forces likely suffering a similar feature. So says the top American general. Now, the Pentagon says that Russia has probably lost half of their tanks destroyed in the Ukraine. I've seen a lot of tanks on the side of the road burning and whatnot, and a lot of tanks that the Ukrainian forces were trying to rebuild to use for their own. We'll see what happens there. Now, I will say that Russia has likely lost half of its tanks, used up most of its precision-guided weaponry, and suffered tens of thousands of casualties along the way. It's not to say that nobody else is hurt. They are. This is a mutual thing. And people shouldn't be here unless they really know what they're doing in the Ukraine. You really got to be on your A game to be in the Ukraine, because people are being shot at from almost every angle by snipers from both sides. Not a pretty sight. A judge tossed a retired Army officer's lawsuit against Donald Trump's son. You might remember retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was a key witness in former President Donald Trump's first impeachment case. He filed suit earlier this year in federal court, and he lost. Just recently lost. So much for that. Vindman, you can go back to the longest line, sit down, and be quiet again. He was kind of a troublemaker, if you will. In my opinion, anyway. Now, troops from Fort Carson, Fort Hood, and Hunter Air Force Base are all tapped for deployments to Europe. Soldiers from the Army's 1st Cav Division and its 3rd and 4th Infantry Divisions will deploy to Europe later this year to replace other U.S.-based units deployed in the continent amid the months-long Russian invasion of Ukraine. We'll see how that works out. Okay, I'm coming back. Final segment. Weekend edition, Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Appreciate him. He's on the show Mondays and Fridays in the fourth hour, and appreciate you folks tuning in. And, of course, his podcast that he has is called UndergroundUSA.com. And mine, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and we are both on each other's podcast every day that we do a show together. Now, I want you to know that hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of our listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, and Tampa Bay, and around the country, because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That helps you to get extra service on your vehicle when you pull in to do the regular service. And that can be important sometimes because you don't have time to be there to do whatever, and they know you're on the list, so they take care of you right away. Good stuff. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. For example, in all the snow and whatnot, you get in trouble out there, don't be afraid. Just call Moss Nissan. They'll send help. I saw a lot of people in snowbanks this weekend. They had different car deals around, but nobody like Moss. Now, the other thing is, before I move on to a different subject, they had spotted the other day a 35-foot-long great white shark. And I don't know if they ever caught it or dragged it in or what they did with it, but there was a female in one of the parks somewhere that was 25 or 27 feet long, one or the other, I forget which, that they were trying to nurture, if you will, to talk in the shark language, whatever that is, because they could hear the noises they were making, to talk in shark language to a couple of bigger sharks that had come into the same area where the production company, the movie production company, had just shown up and just added that that big individual snake. We'll see how that works out. It's going to be interesting in the Everglades this year. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Now, I appreciate the fact that you people continue to support Moss Nissan with their new dealership up there in Brooksville. I got a couple of calls the other day. People had pulled in up there because they'd heard the commercial, or they know that I work with you guys, and they thought that I might be there. Well, I don't work for Moss Nissan, so I'm only there when we have an event. So that's when you'll hear me be in there, when you hear me talk about being at one of their events, which is really good because we like that. They have some great events. And they're going to have some more that we'll be attending, and we'll be telling you all about that. Now, speaking of events, every Tuesday, yours truly is at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa, right at the northern end of the airport. We have a great lunch there from 11:30 to 1:30. We have a great lunch there. We have a great group of guys that show up and a couple of ladies. We always have some great conversations. And you're welcome to participate, too. Anytime you want to come over to Mission Barbecue on West Waters, east of the Veterans Expressway. Third traffic light on the right. Pretty simple. Third light on the right. Also, has anybody tried to go hunting or fishing lately? Getting a little interesting out there. And ammunition is still quite high. Now, I suspect somewhere along the line it's going to come back down again. I just don't know when or to what. But doing the gun shows like I do, I go to the Two Guys gun shows on a regular basis. Next one will be December. I believe it's the 8th to the 10th. But anyway, it's going to be in Largo, so you might want to put that on your calendars. It'll be the one before Christmas, and they'll have a whole bunch of really great stuff there. They always do for Christmas. So you can stop by and see what it is that you might want to have as a stocking stuffer, or maybe go one step further. Now, this week has just been a big brouhaha, if you will, between Donald Trump and the mainstream media and our governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, in a flurry of statements on Thursday, former President Donald Trump dumped on his possible Republican rival, whom he's branded Ron DeSanctimonious. He slammed CNN and other media outlets, called Pennsylvania a corrupt state. Then he sent an email to supporters asking, would you vote for me for a third time? I got that email, by the way. I just ignored it. And he's teased the big announcement coming up on November the 15th, where he's widely expected to announce that he's going to run for a third time as president. But I think he should wait. I think he should wait until they have the election in Georgia. You don't want to make it about Trump. You don't want to make it about Mitch McConnell. You don't want to make it about anybody but the candidates that are running for office. Because I think this time, the Republican can defeat the Democrat. That is, provided they get their message out there to the general public. Because, again, sometimes these guys and gals have a problem trying to image their message out there. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen this time. Now, I also believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. Thou shalt not talk bad about a fellow Republican. I think it's stupid to do that when you do that. I get it that people get upset. I get it that people get mad. I get it that people do crazy things and stupid things. But you should not just run your mouth for the sake of running your mouth. There's too much at stake right now, and the Republicans have got to get this right. And their message has to be right on course, and everybody has to be going with it for what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Which they seem to be crafting. I've seen the commitment to America. It's got a lot of great points in it. A lot of great points in it. And I think they'll do quite well if people pay attention to what's going on. Because the answer, my friends, is not the socialist Democrats in America. That is not the answer. We take three giant steps backwards every time you vote for one of those people. You need to wake up and smell the roses and understand that our country is still the greatest place on the planet Earth that most people want to be, yours truly included. This is the spot. We are the people with the right stuff. And I'll tell you what, more people need to understand that and get with the program. All right, well, it's going to be a great weekend. Tomorrow morning, some of you are going to be watching the football game from England at 9:30 in the morning. Starts at 9:30. That's going to be interesting because I don't think anybody will really know what time it is, especially the players, because you got guys from the West Coast, the Seattle Seahawks, and guys from the East Coast, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Two different time zones in a totally foreign time zone. It'll be 3:30 in the afternoon in England when they're playing the game. 9:30, their actual head time for what they're thinking it is. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. But it's been a great week, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a lot of great phone calls, a lot of conversations, a lot of great guests. We appreciate you. We appreciate America. We appreciate everything that this great country stands for. And we want to keep America great. Yes, we do. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. God bless America. And remember, this show is all about we the people. We the people. I'll see you Monday morning, 2 a.m.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.